I'm just a little worried about this light. Now, if someone, you want to give someone, recommend that someone, be careful, you might say, he what to be careful?
He needs to be careful.
Yes, or he
ought to be careful.
Yes. And telling us,
why should I not do something?
You say you
shouldn't.
You know, would you, do you ever use dasn't?
No.
Under. And you said, with be careful before, you just use the expression. A person might say, you had ought, you, well, that's what I wanted to know. Would you say you had ought to know or you ought to know?
You ought to know.
Okay, and then the negative of that would be?
You oughtn't to know.
Okay. And if someone asks you, will you do this? And you say, no, I
won't do that.
A person didn't help you, but you thought the person should have. You say, well, he would have helped me.
He ought to have helped me.
How about with might?
He might have helped me.
If you're not sure that you'll be able to do something, you say, well, I'd be able to do it.
I might be able to.
Do you ever use might could?
No.
Is that familiar to you? I might could do it?
Yes.
You've heard it, but it's not in your speech. I see. All right, this is a bird that makes a hooting sound.
An owl?
Yeah. Now, are there any different varieties of these that you know?
I'm sure there are. There's a hoot owl and a tree owl. I don't know beyond that.
Okay. Is there any difference? Could you differentiate between the hoot owl and the tree owl?
I should think it would be that the hoot owl makes the hoot sound.
Okay, but as far as the way they look, their appearance.
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay. An animal, a bird, that gets into a tree and
pecks.
Yes, is a
woodpecker.
All right. Any different varieties of these?
Yes. There's the red-headed woodpecker. And I don't know, I don't know the names of the others, but I know there's a very large woodpecker.
Okay. An animal that when disturbed or frightened emits a bad odor.
Mm-hmm. Skunk.
Okay. And a name for small predators, a comprehensive term for small predatory animals, foxes, and that steal chickens, for example.
A comprehensive name for them. I don't know what that is.
Well, do you use the term varmint?
Varmint?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What does that mean to you?
A varmint is a insect on a body.
I see. How do you mean?
They go around animals, I would think.
I see, kind of a parasitic.
That's thing. Right.
I see. Okay. These are bushy-tailed little animals that run up trees.
Squirrels.
90 different kinds of these.
I'm sure they are, but I don't know the names.
Okay. And a small animal about this long with a...